IU reimburses trustees for travel expenses, which makes sense since they're on university business. But you say this private jet flight is unusual. How unusual are we talking?
My information request goes back to 2021. IU has only chartered 2 non-athletics flights since then, and the other one was for the president's trip to an IU campus. So it is rare. I talked to a former administrator who says IU occasionally chartered flights to trustee meetings in the past, but multiple trustees and administrators would share a plane from Bloomington. I don't know whether the university has ever used a private jet to get a single trustee from a meeting to an unrelated out-of-state job.
This flight was paid for by the IU Foundation, not the university. Now the foundation is funded by donations and investments, like you mentioned. Why does that make a difference?
So for context, the IU Foundation is a separate nonprofit that runs the university's endowment, although its president is still the president of IU. Since the university itself gets money from tax dollars, federal financial aid, and tuition, it's a lot more restricted in how it can use funds. The foundation's rules are a bit looser. Now, IU did pay for the flight at first, but the budget office asked the foundation to reimburse that cost. The financial records say it needed to be covered by the foundation since it was a private jet. That might be because it doesn't fit IU's business purpose rules or it's above the allowable per diem.
You report that this is just one of more than 200 flights on private airplanes that IU chartered since 2021, mostly for athletics. Do you have a sense for how much those have cost?
In those 4 years, the university has spent around $23.5 million on charter flights.
Thanks for joining me today, Ethan.
Thanks, Joni.